Sometimes it's unavoidable that the departments for first quarter, they might not spend 100% in terms of what is supposed to be spent for that particular quarter. So I want that we should have a wedding that we won't be definite, but it will be a wedding that encourages the department or through the minister, that they should try their best. Because it don't be, you know, most of the departments across parliament, they don't spend, if it was supposed to be 25% for the first quarter, normally they might not be 25, but you'll find that in the fourth quarter, they shall have recovered the fact that they haven't spent, but you find that in the fourth quarter or third quarter, already it evens up. So I agree that we should encourage the minister to ensure that that underspending does not spend, but it should not be definite, because sometimes it's unavoidable, because all the time they explain the rationale why it did not happen, and I don't remember where we didn't accept that. So long at the end of the day, it will even out, and then they shall have spent in line with the requirement.
That's what DG was said this morning. He said all that the what they were giving us the financial year. So, but there is, as we're speaking, there is a difference now, according to the last report. This, it was right there, but when they were explaining the spending, what we call, when they are doing expenditure, for the first quarter, they can't meet the percentage, but as we're speaking now, they did give us the percentage, how far are they, and they even remind us of the problem of provinces. So I don't know, I'm suspecting honourable members, we must go and read this report. I'm seeing so many things. I don't know whether it was our, what is it? That we're supposed to do after this report which we've given. It supersedes some of the things which I've written here. Another
one. I'm not sure, Uti, because I'm reading it properly. I see it's still referring to 2016-2017. Because if it's referring to 2016-2017, we have done it long time ago. Last time it's supposed to be 2017-2018. Yes, because we when you do deal with BRRR, you must also look forward and backwards. So in terms of this, it should be 2017-2018. So it's just to ensure that once, because sometimes we make BRRR very difficult. Once we can do all the quotas, by the time we do BRRR, you'll find that it's easy because we can take the combination of all the quarterly reports and make that the basis of the report of the committee. But this, it should mean 2017, 2018, and then the recommendation, I think we need to just ensure that the recommendation C, it must not be definite. It should either say the minister should encourage, because if you put it in definite times, it might be something that it would be impossible. We should talk about it, but not definite. Yeah. Indicate that we should encourage the minister to push the department to try to spend 25%. I'm not sure how you can put it.
I wanted to support you, but let's go and read it, come back, and then see the mistakes as Babu, Ralkoma, so on for now. That's my proposal.
Yes, it will be easy on Tuesday. Because now we didn't read this, and we don't have same understanding with our staff member, which they've done good work. So,
I think the staff members, they must just go and correct this document, because I've got a correct document with that says 2017-2018. Other members have got different documents, because if we were going to continue, I was going to say on this recommendation, they must not just write underspending during the first quarter. Minimize underspending, just like that. Because this one of mine is 2017-2018, but other members totally different. Thank you. So,
let's go to the minutes. Yes, honourable members must have the correct document, all of us, and then we must read it. On Tuesday, I will be referred members into this document, what amendment and corrections that they want to put in order that we must adopt it. Yeah. Let's go to the minutes, honourable members. Please, but we must be all given a right document in order that when you are coming on Tuesday, we must refer in a correct document. Please. In front of me, I'm having minutes of 12th September. Yes. This minutes, it was sort of a briefing by Sport and Recreation. Basic education, and then we're both briefing us. Let's go to page one. It was about that MOU, which we called them to come and account both of them. Page two. Page 4.
are we even doing what Mr. Sagaris wants? Okay. I wanted to find out any updates regarding the resubmission of Cuba visas. The only person I've forgotten to put an apology for Umpum's phone in the morning while she was in the office saying that he has been called a creche for the baby. So what I believe, because he called in the office while I was here.
The visit to Cuba, the procedure would be that the committee must obviously identify dates, etc., for the office to be able to submit such a visit application. I sent the brief. Remember, there was a brief by the content advisor. I sent it to Mpumzi, maybe just to look at how current it is. I can resend it to, I don't know if I resend it to all members. It's not a problem. I can just resend it. What is necessary would be to identify a time to be able to cost it. Because without costing, there's no point in applying. That would be the first question. When do you want to go? How much will it cost? How many people are going? What the reason, what is all these things. So that would be the step number one. I will follow up, I will resend this thing, and what would be necessary would be just then to schedule a discussion on when this would be in the committee's program. It's logically the right... When the committee receives the next year's parliamentary program, it would be able to then say, okay, this is a slot for the committee to be able to travel. Most of the time it would be maybe just before the budget, before parliament, that committee period before Parliament starts with a budget, or after the budget vote debate. But I will look at the patterns, and then it would be easier to gauge when the most likely period would be. But that would be the steps that the House Chair would want, is when are you going, who is going, so that it could be costed as well as doing the political aspect.
No, Chair, that is why we requested that report to be resubmitted to us with the work being done of those aspects that you are raising. Because, I mean, we won't be in a position to can do that as the committee. Unless that is why we requested that. Because we want that. We should make a decision again, and then the brief will be part of the motivation so that it can be resubmitted again. Because other committees do undertake overseas trips, and then so if we can get that, we can panel beat the question of this, but so long it can have details, broad details in terms of what is required. Because if you can talk about the budget, we didn't spend the budget. We have never spent the budget of overseas trip. If it means we must wait for the budget next year. Because I can tell you, once we don't speed up that thing, next year they'll be saying it's election time.
That we don't have content advice, because Tebu finished but then long ago, and it was supposed to be submitted then. So it's just go and pick that information. There's nothing is going to be new on what we've decided on. And we decided, and when we were about to present it, it was this problem of that no trips. And I can't blame Sune. We don't have content advice. We have asked an official on Pums to take care of this. So if reality is that now we are not hands-on about these trips which we want to. There's nothing new. That trip was costed, as I know.
Yeah.
They were finished everything. So it was just a question of submitting it to the office of the chairperson. And I don't want that now chairperson will be telling us that we are late. If we can, with due respect, ask Sune that the costing is about your offices, but the political input, it is there. We have finished everything. Can you take care of this thing within this 2 days that we don't have committee? And then by next week, must have it with us as it is approved to be sent to the House Chairperson. I'm pleading on behalf of the committee. Tuesday, it must come to us. We had a proposal of going, unless we are no longer saying that using the ratio which is used by Parliament when we are going, if we are short of money. But initially, said all the committee members must go. But if they are saying no, we'll be falling under the ratio which is used in Parliament, that the majority party having so much, the second largest party having so much. Sooner and next, you know that table is there. So we must have proposed that the fully fledged committee, and then you cost it, and then in the same same document, the ratio of going to abroad or wherever, you must also cost it, in order that when he is comparing, he must take either the full committee or take the ratio, the way that Parliament goes when it's taking trips. So if you can assist us, next Tuesday, present it in the committee, and then we'll take a decision. And then on the same Tuesday, it must go to the office of the House Chairperson.
Richard.
I think if previously we have just proposed a date or a month, or if we did not, can you just propose that month and give it to Sune so that when they give the report, we'll be knowing exactly that on this month, I don't know.
You know, honorable members, it must go and cost, and then on Tuesday, we must look, or even themselves, they must look whether we can go December. Yes, and then they will be looking at the program of Parliament. When you say oversight, it's a oversight committee trips. They're of January. They will be looking at the program of Parliament. That's how they are planning when they are doing. The meeting is closed.
That's the thing that I'm not going to... Shall I move for adoption of the minute?
Thank you. Yes, that's the one. Why you are such a philosopher?
I second chance.
Honorable members, thank you about that. I'm having a real concern about this SASCOC who doesn't prioritize this committee. And I'm even not knowing what to say to Sune, because Sune has been trying. When the date agreed upon, Sune will be saying, Honorable Chairperson, they are changing the date. And then when you are thinking that you are giving them another date, they will come again. So I'm raising that point, saying that I'm very, very concerned about what SASCOC is doing. Because in the initial meeting, when we asked SASCOC, we asked SASCOC because they were having the new board. In all parliamentary committees, when there is a new board, we want to accept that they come and talk to us and give us their plan as new board. But with the SASCOC, also we added something that we've seen in the past, that there are problems with the new board, especially when it comes to the not elected members. They were supposed to put additional members, four of them. Instead, they put five. And we wanted to interact with them that when they were doing that, did they forget about their own constitution? And then now, we've seen in the papers, they are fighting now about who must be removed. In this committee room, I presented a letter which was written by South Athletics, president of Athletics. He wrote to the chairperson of the committee and to the minister saying that he was removed on those additional members without themselves as a collective. But we didn't want to think that maybe that letter is right. And then Honorable Krongo asked me, I said, no, already I've written the letter, because we all read papers, we all listen in media. How come that we can be guided by media and papers? We want them to come and we want to welcome them. And they must tell us their problems. What are their problems? And they will even set us this committee. Whilst we have seen also, before even they did come in the committee, there were also another problem of the labor issue. That is on the papers. So, but initially we were not calling them for that. We were calling them for the problem that they are experiencing whilst we're thinking that we have a board, but the board that's fighting amongst themselves. We wanted a hearing, but as I'm speaking, the dates are shifted day by day. I'm seeing, before, Honorable, so now what do you want to say? I'll give you, so, Honorable Members, because I wanted that she must tell the committee members, the experience that I'm not happy about it, the things that are happening through that board of changing dates. I don't know how many months now they were supposed to be here, but not here.
The first one was, as most of the entities said, they are going to the SASRECON. We have then arrived at the date of the 24th. Patience, the acting CEO, said that is fine, it is solid, and these five board members would attend. And that's when I questioned and I said, well, the committee wanted to meet the board, but obviously she said, she just murmured something about cost, but she said, "We just tell us who you want and they will send them." I was just wondering, because they said, remember in the meeting on of 3 May, was it 3 May? It was going to be about the board and the new mandate or program after the meeting of the stakeholders in August. Which meeting has been postponed up to now? So I was just not sure about what the brief would be. Because I have confirmed with a patient yesterday also saying, solid, this 24th is solid, we want it, come. Just refining the brief. That's all I wanted to ask, because I wanted to know, must there be something about Commonwealth extra or what not?
Okay,
I mean, it's standard. When they come, it's a new board. That will be number one. It's a new board. They must come and brief us that, no, they've had elections. It's a new board. We can't tell them that bring on. So long that that board is representative of the board, right? That is number one. Number two, we go through all the things that we go through. Just like we do with all the federations. They must brief us on their finances. Finances, challenges, their problem. And then number three, when they brief us with those things, quite clearly the issues that we have seen in the newspapers will come out. And then if we want to ask them questions on those things, we'll ask them questions. So I thought it is quite clear. There is no confusion. No, it's their prerogative. We want the board. When they come, if they say from the board they decided to send 5, we can't tell them because we don't know what do they have in their budget. We want them to be representative of the board. Because even when 2 people come, it's not an individual that comes. It's the board. That person represents the board.
You must not forget that we call this board because they are divided amongst themselves. We've seen in the meeting. So we have said to one board to come here. Immediately now that we must ask how many and what. If now we are going to have one-sided members coming here and they leave other side, because the problem that we have called them, they are fighting amongst themselves. So we have said, the letter was saying that we want a board, the new elected board. It's another thing that they will say we don't have enough money, but as the committee, we want the newly elected board. That's finished to accommodate other things that we are saying, that these people, they don't accept each other. If we are saying that, they must come, 2 of them, and not be doing justice, because we want to put the emphasis of have wanting a united board. And Honorable Mhlophe.
Thanks, Chair. I think all the body, as the chairperson has already alluded, we need all of them here because we want to, because see, if they have some challenges, we want to hear from them. We don't want to hear, because immediately, if we bring 5 members to come and present whatever challenges that they are facing, I'm telling you, there will be a havoc, because we're going to send them back if we don't get what we want from them. Because we will ask some labor issues. There are some other issues that of that the previous board that were serving in that SASCOC. And it seems as if that president of SASCOC, it must be on record. He does not respect this committee. He does not respect the chairperson of this committee. The whole members of this portfolio committee, he does not respect them. So he must be summoned. He must come here.
Yeah.
which I've never supported, my nana will support him. We have to demand that they come. Then if they, because I'm thinking that talking of course, we can even go to in Johannesburg. We can fly to Johannesburg, Tina, and have a meeting somewhere, a central place. If they are talking about cost, for us it's easy. We'll give them an alternative that if you don't come here because of cost, we'll come to your territory. Give us a date. And it can be within this week, even the next week, Tuesday.
So that's confirmed, only 24th. Let's give them that doubt of benefit, but we want them all, because they are fighting like kids, so we cannot give them the number, because seemingly they are having a faction. Yeah. No, we don't know, but we've seen in the media. That's why we're saying that we're seeing a faction of board. But when they're here, we'll ask them to present how did we... how did they elect each other? How did they elect additional members? Because the problem, it started when they are doing additional members, and then they start fighting because they elected, nominated 5 instead of 4, and their constitution is saying 4. And then when they were supposed now to take 1 from this 5, and we read in the papers that they didn't have a fully fledged committee to tell who must be dropped. And as we're sitting here, we do have a letter that it must be retrieved on Tuesday on Ngusune, that the president of athletics wrote to the chairperson of the committee complaining that they've taken him out without a fully fledged board. So we cannot say he's right or he's wrong. So because we have even that correspondent, so we can be just a useless committee if we don't monitor the actions of our boards in these entities. I thank you, honorable members. The lunch is served.
You want us to hear from the media? Everything from the media. Someone here through media now.
I want to hear from the media. I'll keep that.
So that in the same this card. The same question.